At 6:06, it is clear, 76 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 104 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Millions of dollars in tax credits and incentives will once again be scrutinized by a special State House Tax Committee. House Speaker Chris Steele has reformed the bipartisan oversight committee, and again this year, Oklahoma City Representative David Dank will be heading up the committee. He says the questions should be simple.
What is the benefit, not just to the individual companies or the people in the surrounding area, but the community as a whole, and that includes all the taxpayers?
The panel will conduct several hearings in the coming months to analyze some of the dozens of tax credits and incentives programs offered by the state. The electric company makes a huge donation to a Tulsa public school program designed to help struggling students living in impoverished areas.
Applause at a Tulsa conference for the announcement of a $195,000 grant from PSO. That money will help support the community schools initiative. Lucky Lammons is president of the Foundation for Tulsa Schools.
And what the concept of the community school does is it kind of wraps the whole community around that student and that student into the community.
He says the program can make a difference in learning and in test scores for struggling students.
The community schools model has proven that a community school's test scores can rival those that are not a poverty school.
Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
On the education beat this morning, the Tulsa Fire Department and the City Council are collecting back-to-school supplies for needy kids. City Councilor Karen Gilbert says the supplies can be dropped off at any Tulsa fire station.
Tulsa Public will come in and pick them up and then have volunteers sort them out and distribute them to middle schools and high schools.
A list of the needed supplies will be posted on the City Council's website. An early morning house fire caused considerable damage to a home in North Tulsa. The blaze was near Apache in North Cincinnati. No reports of any injuries. Trial is underway for those Occupy Tulsa protesters arrested last fall downtown. 31 people are going to court. Each trial is expected to cost about $1,000. One half of the West Nile cases in Oklahoma this year are right here in Tulsa County. So far, 8 cases of West Nile have been confirmed statewide. The Tulsa Health Department's Melanie Christian says it is crucial that you wear your mosquito repellent.
It's important anytime you're spending time outdoors to wear insect repellent to keep away both ticks and mosquitoes.
She says that repellent should contain DEET. Tulsa's Meals on Wheels program serves about 900 meals a day to the city's elderly and shut-in. Volunteer coordinator Kathy Perlinger says they are in need of volunteers, and she explains what they want.
We ask for about 6 months if they can, and we know things will come up. But that they're on a regular basis, like weekly or every other week.
She says the most pressing need is for volunteers in North and East Tulsa. Tulsa cops, county deputies, and highway patrol troopers will be paying close attention to unsafe drivers this week. Sergeant Paul Milchior says it's part of the More Cops, More Stops campaign.
The campaign is a statewide campaign funded and kind of organized by the Oklahoma Highway Safety Office.
The effort begins today and runs through Sunday of next week. A new report out yesterday shows the drought is getting much worse across Oklahoma. All of Tulsa County is now classified as at least in severe drought conditions. The extreme southeast portion of the county listed as being in extreme drought. Our weather forecast, a heat advisory today, a high of 104. Tonight, stuffy 77 for an overnight low. National Weather Service radar is all clear. Now at 6:10, it is clear in 76. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.